back like they never left.
Oz and Jay.
Vibe.
You and I, and I'm going to bring this up, right?
Yeah.
Because I was a witness.
Yeah, you were there. Yeah.
I was there. So you and I attended a party. It was actually last weekend,
I think. Yeah.
Last weekend, after the show, it was.
It was.
Straight after the show. And we arrived at this party, and there was maybe 20, 30 people. It was very, private kind of thing. And there was a dog.
Yeah, lovely dog. And I believe his name is...
Oh, I forgot that, though. Do you remember?
Rex.
Very good memory. There you go. Rex. And Rex really had some hormones for you, didn't he? I mean, I got to tell this to the people.
Tell the honest truth. Apparently, Rex was good all day.
Yeah.
Didn't bother a single soul.
Yep. And as soon as your testosterone arrived,
everything
changed. Yeah.
Yeah.
So he basically spent the next 2 hours trying to hump Jay.
Aggressively.
Nonstop.
In some cases.
Yeah.
From the back, from the side, and full frontal, ladies and gentlemen. I just want to point this out.
He wanted it any way he could get it.
He came
at
me from all sides.
But the weird thing was he did it with no one else.
No one else, just me.
Yeah.
No one else. You've got video evidence and some pictures. He's gorgeous. I think he's
a beautiful dog.
Cross German Shepherd, maybe?
Something like that. He's got that Alsatian kind of look.
Yeah, all black.
Beautiful dog. He was a rescue, too, from Gozo.
Oh, was he
like
really?
Like my dog is, yeah.
Oh,
he was
fantastic.
A rescue from Gozo, which
it's
got to really
be those
sweet.
Gozo canine genes, Mela.
It must. But mine doesn't hump.
No?
Mine just gets
tackles.
So excited.
He'll
tackle you to the floor, yeah. And he's a big unit, you know what I mean? So
he is big, huh?
It was funny. I bet you wish David Duchovny was at the same party.
Oh, my God.
His testosterone would have outdone your testosterone.
For sure.
Oz and Jay.
On Vibe.
Man's pit sweat.
Yeah.
If you put that on a chick's lips, it'll help the woman relax, boost their mood, and, get this, help regulate their menstrual cycle.
Come on.
Fact.
First of all,
in my mind, absolute fact.
This is Australian science. It's dubious to begin with.
Hey. Australians are at the scientific forefront of everything medical, mate. All right.
This is a man's world.
I just went from Australian to British too in one sentence.
So,
that was interesting.
So she's talking about the sweat,
the smell
from a man,
the smell and the sweat from a man's armpits.
But if you put some of that sweat on a woman's lips,
yes, it will help with anxiety. It's something else, and they're.
And their menstrual cycle. I got to hear that clip again. I'm sorry.
Go on, let's do it.
Have a listen to this. And women, do you agree? 79-887-887 WhatsApp us.
A man's pit sweat.
Yeah.
If you put that on a chick's lips, it'll help the woman relax, boost their mood, and get this, help regulate their menstrual cycle.
One, you know why I need it to be 100% fact?
Why is that?
Because I really want to do it to my wife. Whether she likes it or not.
Yeah, but you won't do it in a subtle way. You'll just grab her head and just jam her face under your arm and rub it there.
That's what my thinking is. Yeah, absolutely. Yeah. Is that wrong? Is it wrong?
Well, I mean...
We're pretty playful as a couple. I mean, is it wrong?
Okay, all right. If she can handle your... She can handle anything.
Boy, I was going last night, mate. Oh, my goodness.
No.
But smell-free. They were smell-free.
Ah, okay, all right.
Listen, the one thing I have an issue with here, and I don't believe as much, is the women's cycle, okay?
Yeah.
Because there's really only one cure for that.
What's that, Oz?
Boys trip.
Oz and Jay.
Here we go.
Five.
Barbers in Swindon in the UK are being trained to support men's mental health through a new scheme run by Swindon Council. The initiative offers basic training on how to talk about well-being and direct customers towards support services.
All right.
This is brilliant. Absolutely.
This is good because most men, even a bald man like myself,
yeah,
I still like going to the barber, getting everything,
done,
get my beard, get my head shaved properly.
I mean, you got like the longest eyelashes on earth, so
you need
the barber to clip those.
They do. And when we get talking about, a lot of things.
Exactly. And when men are asked by other men, there's a chance they'll open up.
Yes.
When it's the greater society or your wife or the kids, you've always got to... We feel like, at least,
we have to shelter them.
Strong persona.
Yeah.
We have to have this strong, we are strong, don't worry, kids, don't worry, wife.
Yeah.
We are strong, you are all safe.
Yeah.
But it's all rubbish.
Yeah.
At the end of the day. It's all rubbish. So
you need to open
up. It's just something that was built up as a tradition over the years and it's been difficult to break. And absolutely. That's what it is. Absolutely. So I really think this should be a global initiative. Barbers are cool. We always get into great conversations with our barbers. They help us open up. They always do, right?
Yeah, yeah.
They ask you questions, and you know, it's a really easy conversation.
It is.
So I think this should be a global initiative. I think it's brilliant. Absolutely brilliant. I hope it takes off.
And I gotta say congratulations, since we're talking about barbers.
Mm. Yeah.
A long time ago, when he used to have a shop in Slima, mm-hmm. I used to go to a young guy by the name of Jay.
Okay.
Who recently won Big Brother here in Malta.
Oh, wow. Okay.
Yeah, so hats off to you, Jay.
Sorry, Jay, I don't watch the show, but congratulations on your victory.
Yeah. Yes, yes, yes.
You know, my biggest fear about this story is it's like, and I'm surprised the news got out because it's Swindon.
I couldn't even find Swindon on a map.
When was the last time you heard Swindon in the news?
No, just football much, results.
Yeah,
in whatever league they're in.
That's not exactly news, is it, right? You know, so. But listen, it's a well done to them. Great initiative. I really think the government, if there's anyone listening from the government now, this is a great initiative.
Yeah.
Really super. It's just one added way that men can start discussing and opening up. And I think it's brilliant.
And we all know earlier discussions
mm-hmm.
can lead to saved lives.
Absolutely.
Or even something drastic. But
look how damaged goods I am.
Yeah, exactly.
Example, you know,
and look how well you're doing now, Oz.
I wouldn't say well.
And you didn't need to get any psychiatric help from Timu.
No, this is just my facade, okay? When I get home, it all starts. I'm just kidding. It's much better these days.
I'm glad.
Thanks to medicine.
For your family and pet's sake.
Oz and Jay.
Here we go.
Five.
I believe this happens often in the States.
Does it really?
I think so.
I never heard of this thing before.
I think so.
Obviously, there was a few people. I think they were at a bar, judging by the bill. Mm. Okay. And apparently, they were being extremely rude to the server.
No call for that. No call.
You know, some people walk into a restaurant and think they own the wait staff.
Oh, they're on some kind of higher pedestal.
It's ridiculous. Absolutely ridiculous. And I hate it. I really hate it.
Unless the server is super rude.
Yeah, well,
that very rarely
happens, though, of course, because
of
the consequences of that. But what happened, and I agree with this 100%, the server took all the heat, and then when it came bill time, they added a €5 penalty called a, can I say it?
Female dog fee.
Yeah, well, something like that.
I want to say it.
You want to say it?
They added a bitch fee. Go on.
It's a bitching fee. It's a bitching fee.
Yes.
So basically for complaining, right? So they added a $5 tariff for this. And I think it should be scaled based on how rude you are.
That's a good idea, actually. I like that, yeah.
But the general message here is to all the listeners is, don't be rude. It's a hard job to begin with.
Don't be a douche. You don't have to be.
It's not just men, by the way.
Oh, no. There's a lot of Karens out there, Oz. I just taught Oz this week what a Karen was. I was completely flabbergasted that you don't know the term.
It's got to come from Will and Grace. Karen from Will and Grace.
I don't know.
I'll check it out, okay?
Maybe. But a Karen is, especially during COVID, Karens were popping out of nowhere. They were popping up, asking to speak to the manager, judging why someone should be in their personal space. You know what I mean? That's a Karen, you know?
Oh, I've got the story of where it came from.
Really?
Mm-hmm.
Where did it originate, Oz?
I'm going to tell you. It seems like it came from a... Don't know. I have to read and get back to you. I don't want to waste all your time here. It's too much to read. Let me have a read and I'll tell you.
Yes.
I'll tell you in the next link.
Next time, use your built-in AI. It'll get you to the source faster.
You're right.
Instead of Googling it.
I don't know why I didn't go to that.
Yeah.
I'm going to do it right now.
Oh, and he's younger than me.
Oz and Jay.
Here we go.
Five.
So, dude, we're talking about Katy Perry, right? So there's a lot to discuss with this story. First of all, she went off. It happened in Texas.
Yeah.
It took off in Texas, man. Jeff Bezos, of course, one of the richest guys in the world.
For sure. Number two.
He had a rocket called Blue Origin.
Mm-hmm.
Okay. Took off in Texas last Monday and flew for 11 minutes in total. Katy Perry was joined by 5 other women, including journalist Gail King and Jeff Bezos' partner, Lauren Sanchez. I have no idea who the other ones were.
Neither do I. One is a journalist, I think.
Yeah. No, that was Gail King, yes.
Oh, that's Gail King?
I mentioned that, Jay. Obviously, you weren't listening.
I heard
but that's
Gail
fine.
King.
It's fine. It's fine, okay. Right, too?
I was just imagining the impact of zero gravity on Katy Perry's essentials. That's my excuse, I'm sticking to it.
That's the only way. That's the did Bezos go up? No, he didn't go up himself, right?
But he did.
He welcomed them on the way down.
He welcomed them, and he went to unlock the hatch. Yeah. The thing was on. The hatch was already open.
He's a bit dopey, something. And listen to this. He was walking around the vessel after it landed.
Yeah.
And he fell in a ditch and went face first into the dirt.
Did he get hurt?
No. He got up, dusted himself off. It was a small thing, but it just looked funny.
Someone's gonna get fired.
It's like he had no clue the ditch was there, so his whole body just fell like loose.
It's like a massive ditch, son. How can you not see that?
Yeah, yeah. Listen, guess how much this journey cost. Take a guess.
Per person, or was this like
in total?
Oh, in total.
Yeah. How much did this 11 minutes cost?
How much?
$11 million. So this thing cost $1 million per minute.
I thought that's quite a good expense, isn't it?
What? Yeah. Just because of Katy Perry's zero gravity?
Isn't jet fuel really expensive?
Listen, I gotta say, what an entirely ridiculous waste of money.
So they're pushing paper straws on us, and these celebrities are going up into space.
Yeah,
exuding millions of tons of CO2.
That's right.
And I can't even drink my drink with my special meal.
Yeah.
Properly because the paper straw goes soft halfway through.
Ozone layer? What ozone layer? It's all gone.
We helped with the ozone layer. Yeah, yeah. You know,
and Katy Perry, when she landed, she kissed the ground.
She did, yeah.
Cheesy as hell, man.
And those two astronauts who were stuck in space for 9 months or whatever it was just looked in disgust.
Yeah.
It's like, really, Katy? Really? Yeah.
And listen
you
to
were
this.
Up for 11 minutes.
And apparently, Perry sang Louis Armstrong's What a Wonderful World while in space.
Oh, no. Really?
Once again, the only value I can see is Katy Perry and zero gravity.
Me too.
Now, if I had a lot of money, like billions.
Wait, no, she was wearing a flight suit.
You think that would have kept
gravity
in place?
Yeah. Those flight suits
are pretty. Gravity under the suit.
That's true.
Damn it.
That's true.
Okay, what an entire waste of a story, and what an entire waste of money, and who cares?
Jeff Bezos has far too much of it, and these celebrities going into space, at the cost of millions a minute.
Yeah.
It is pretty disgusting.
Well, it is. And listen to this. Do you notice in the story it said Jeff Bezos' partner, Lauren Sanchez, not wife? He ain't going through that again.
No.
Act like they never left. Oz and Jay. Vibe.